This is Toronto, and if you happen to be near the Bloor Cinema next month, make sure to keep your eyes open for zombies, mad scientists, and other scary-looking individuals. But don't be alarmed, they're not going to hurt you. Instead, they're going to be checking out the 5th Annual Toronto After Dark Film Festival. This year's festival will run from August 13th to 20th at the Bloor Cinema, and as usual, it will offer a wide array of horror, sci-fi, action, and cult films. Adam Lopez certainly knows a thing or two about this popular event. Adam is the festival director, programming director, and the founder of Toronto After Dark. We spoke last week about this year's edition. Here's our conversation. Adam, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, and we're really excited here at Toronto After Dark with our awesome lineup of films for this year's festival.
Yes, and it feels like yesterday when this festival first started, and now here you are, the 5th edition of the festival. It must feel like a milestone for you and the rest of the organizers.
It certainly is. I mean, it's one of those things that I've sent some emails out recently, and I typed the word 5th Annual Toronto After Dark Film Festival, and I'm thinking, have we really been doing this for 5 years? It seems almost like yesterday that I was having some meetings in coffee shops in Toronto with a bunch of fans, and we were just talking about putting this together. And one of the great stories here is almost our entire staff from 5 years ago are still with us. It's a really nice feeling to know that so many of us have been on this journey together, and we're still hacking away. Still not making much money, I'll be honest. Like, it's basically one of those where we do it for the love. We practically work unpaid, all of us, but we just love putting on this festival every year, and we're going to keep on doing it.
Well, it's certainly an incredible achievement. Congratulations to you and the rest of the organizers. Now, Adam, what's on tap for the 2010 edition?
We've got some really exciting stuff for 2010. I mean, we basically have kept to a fairly standardized format in terms of the structure of the festival. We run for about 8 nights. We've been doing that the last 3 years, and we found that sort of Friday to Friday, it doesn't overly burn out the fans, and it allows us to put together about 16 feature films and a whole bunch of shorts to sort of blow people's minds. We're really excited about our opening night film. It's a cute little, I use the word cute very loosely, full of tentacles. If you like tentacle horror, you will like The Last Lovecraft. That's our opening night film on Friday, August the 13th. 7 o'clock at the Bloor Cinema. And The Last Lovecraft is about a young man who discovers that he is the descendant of the famous horror author H.P. Lovecraft, and only he can save the world from an invasion of aquatic tentacled beasties that are taking over the planet. And it's a really fun monster comedy. Anyone who liked, a couple of years ago, there was a great indie monster creature feature called Jack Brooks' Monster Slayer. And it's sort of in a similar mold. It's this monster horror comedy, and I think people are going to really enjoy it. And we're really excited. That is the international premiere. It's the first time it's played outside of the States. And the filmmakers are going to be here for that. So that's our opening night. Zombies are a big part of Toronto After Dark. Do you have any zombie fans that listen to your podcast?
I might have a few. And I understand there's also a zombie promotion.
Yeah, we've always looked after the undead at the festival. The Zombie Appreciation Night, and that this year is going to be our it's going to be the second day of the festival this year, which is Saturday, and regular price of our tickets is $13, but we're going to give $5 off if you show up as the undead. And we've got a couple of great zombie films coming this year, including a Brit zombie comedy called Doghouse, which is from Jake West, and people might know him from Evil Alien and a few other horror features that he's made. So Doghouse is a bunch of British lads who are going out, for a club night, having a few drinks, but when they wake up, they realize the whole town they're in has turned into a zombie fest. Not just any kind of zombie outbreak. All the men seem to be missing. It's just women that are around, and they're all zombies. So they call them zombirds in this film. It's zombirds versus lads, and leads to a lot of hilarious, very politically incorrect scenes between undead women and pretty laddish men. I don't know whether you'll be cheering for the female zombies to devour these terrible men or for the guys to stay alive. You'll have both sides to cheer for in Doghouse. Following that, we've got another zombie film called Evil in the Time of Heroes. And this is a Greek zombie film. Not many people know much about the Greek zombie scene, but there have been apparently a couple of recently Greek zombie flicks. This is one of them. This is an outbreak, an apocalyptic outbreak, but it also is very interesting because it shows a Greek mythology to zombies. The idea that zombies have been around since classical times is a really interesting twist. And one of the things that people should really look forward to in Evil in the Time of Heroes is the fact that Billy Zane, cult actor, American actor, shows up as a zombie killer in this film.
My goodness.
You're going to see Billy Zane turning up to save the day in a few scenes. I think people are going to really be cheering for that.
Is he going to be wearing the Phantom costume?
I'm not sure if he's going to be wearing Phantom, but he does dress up in an interesting cloak. So he's almost sort of like a Jedi-type character. I think people will really enjoy Billy Zane. They'll probably be cheering for Zane as much as they will for Brains with Evil in the Time of Heroes. We've also got some crazy Japanese insanity this year. I don't know if you guys are big fans of bizarre Japanese action flicks, but in the last few years there's been this outbreak of a subgenre of Japanese cinema called J-splatter. Basically, insane fountains of blood, craziness. You might know a couple of flicks like called Tokyo Gore Police or The Machine Girl. We have a film this year that is incredibly buzzed on the internet. If you do a YouTube search, you'll see, I think, over 1 million views of the trailer for Robo Geisha. Part robot, part geisha girl, all crazy Japanese sci-fi action insanity and lots of fountains of blood. I think people are going to really enjoy that film. And we've also got, well, it's one of those titles that the title of the movie says it all. It's called Alien versus Ninja. So it's got aliens in it, it's got ninjas, and lots of crazy action scenes. I think people are going to get a kick out of that. I don't know, do you guys, on your podcast, do you get much of a sense whether people want scary films anymore?
Well, it's possible. Anything can go.
Yeah, well we get a lot of emails and requests at the festival for, please find us something scary. And it's very hard these days to find a movie that genuinely gives us some fright. But we've got a couple of flicks this year that I think people are going to enjoy. One of them is called Phobia 2. And this is a follow-up to a film we had about 3 years ago called Phobia. And that was a collection of scary sort of episodes from Thailand. And it really got the audience jumping out of their seats. So Phobia 2 is the same bunch of filmmakers have come back, put together a bunch of scary stories, and tied them all together into one feature. And I think people are going to get a kick out of some of the jumps. And some of the characters from the original Phobia return in this film as well. So if you did see the first one, you'll like it even more. But if not, you're still going to get five really good frights in the space of one feature film. We also have, we're really excited about this, the Toronto premiere of one of the hottest buzzed horror films of this fall. It's called The Last Exorcism. And this is produced by Eli Roth, who you may know obviously from Inglourious Basterds and a bunch of other cult films from the last few years. So The Last Exorcism is a point-of-view horror film, and I think it'll have a lot of people freaking out of their seats as well. A couple other highlights I should just quickly mention. Our closing night, which is going to be Friday, August the 20th, we have a double bill of bizarre horror films. We have a film that wowed people at the Cannes Film Festival. It's called Rubber, and it features a serial killer tire. That's right, a tire is the main character in this film. And I kid you not, it haunts people, it chases them down, and it kills them. So
that must be one big tire.
This is a throwback to some films from the 70s and 80s. You may remember Christine, which was a killer car.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking of killer trucks, killer inanimate objects. Basically, Rubber is about a killer tire, and I think it's something not to be missed. And there's a reason the Cannes Film Festival played it. It's also a very stylishly shot film. And it's tire with personality, so you don't want to miss Rubber on our closing night. But ending our festival is perhaps the most buzzed horror film of the last year that's been playing the festival circuit, a lot of word of mouth on the internet. This film is called The Human Centipede, and it is about a mad scientist trying to create, as the title of the film implies, a way of surgically connecting three humans together to create a human centipede. It is as gross and as freaky as that concept implies. And if you've seen the trailer or read some of the word of mouth on the internet, you will know this is definitely a film not to be missed. So our closing gala film is The Human Centipede. I think a very freaky and appropriately freaky way to end our little freak fest for 8 nights.
A fascinating schedule. Horror films, they're disturbing, they're violent, they're scary. You always get your blood and guts and all kinds of unique little concepts such as rubber and the human centipede. And yet people love those kinds of films, Adam. What is it about those films that just draw so many fans and so much interest?
I get asked this question every now and then, and it's still one that I don't have necessarily an easy answer to. Just growing up, as a kid, there was a certain taboo nature to horror films or cult films. There seems to be, especially in recent days, a bit of a resurgence of this genre, particularly cult horror, like horror films or films that defy easy genre descriptions, like the idea of a human centipede or a killer tire, just draws fans out, or a robotic geisha killer. I mean, it's fascinating, it's freaky, it's fun. I think it's entertainment, and people are always looking for stuff that, has a bit of an oh wow factor or a word of mouth factor or something that they can just get excited about. And particularly, I would say, mainstream Hollywood films often leave, much to be desired, or the concepts just aren't that interesting or often very recycled. And the great thing about particularly the horror or cult genre, you've got filmmakers that are often willing to take more risks, try things that you haven't seen before, push buttons, and just generally be a bit more adventurous with their storytelling styles. So I think people are going to be in for a real treat here.
And if people would like more information, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, I mean, we're basically putting everything online as we have the last couple of years, trailers, poster art, images, program synopsis, everything you need for all these amazing films is at our website, which is torontoafterdark.com. So everything's at the official website there.
Adam Lopez, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck with the festival.
We'll see you after dark.
Absolutely. Take care now.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. Adam Lopez is the festival director, founder, and programming director for the Toronto After Dark Film Festival. The festival will take place from August 13th to 20th at the Bloor Cinema, 506 Bloor Street West. Again, for more information, please visit torontoafterdark.com. That's torontoafterdark, all one word, .com. That's all for this episode of This is Toronto. Questions and comments can be sent by email. The address is thisistorontopodcast@yahoo.ca. You can also post a comment on the website, thisistorontopodcast.blogspot.com. And don't forget about the Facebook group. I'm Eric Rosenheck. Thanks for listening.